That's right. We're back again already. It's way too soon. Yeah, good way to start. You're listening to episode 35 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. It's Monday, October 6th. We're lying. It's not. Sorry, guys. And that's 2017. I'm Scott Petty, and with me, as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as star of the show, Justin Stokes.
Yeah, everyone.
What is up this week, fellas?
So we lie a lot, don't we?
Yeah, we lie.
All the time.
My name is not Scott, it's Bertratris.
Bertratris. And I'm Gleblet.
And then we've been hiding that Justin is Bam Margera for years.
Yes.
So what happened, Bam?
Lots of bad skateboarding. Lots of...
Hey, he's a good skateboarder.
I am, but not when I crash, because then I go into like dangerous fits of rage, which includes hitting people. And then getting beat up a lot.
Yeah, and then getting beat up on YouTube.
Yes.
And getting knocked out in the streets.
Honestly, then oddly enough, I look a lot like my dad now.
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever
we talk to you about that, that's fucking weird.
I know, it is. Like, I hope I don't turn into my uncle, though.
I looked like my dad as a baby, and then I just started changing. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope you don't want to look like your uncle, because he's dead now.
He really is.
Oh, man. He did some bad things, and now he's a dead person. That's usually how it works. Karma, you know?
It's like, is Bam still married to that one lady?
No,
He's married to a different lady.
Okay. The one from the, was it like a reality?
Viva La Bam.
Yeah. You know, no, the name. I think they got divorced like a day after that stopped.
Wait, it wasn't like a separate show?
It was called Viva La Bam.
But wasn't there a separate show?
Oh, yeah, it was called
Unholy
like,
Wedding or something.
Unholy Matrimony.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jose, fix your windscreen before I smash you into pieces. Don't worry about
broken.
It. I'll talk over you. There we go.
There
that's better.
Is that good?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to smash it.
It snapped in half. So
yeah, it did. You did break
super
it.
Glue it.
We are lying. Why are we lying, Jose?
Because we're recording on a different day.
Yeah, it's about 4 days earlier than we normally would. So there's probably going to be something crazy is going to happen, and you're not even going to be here to talk about because you're going on vacation.
Yeah, like crazy, like vacation to good old Missouri.
This fucker went to Texas.
Well, I mean, fucking, at least he flew. I'm driving
fucking
Missouri now.
One day I almost took a $56 flight to Pennsylvania because I thought it would be funny.
Why? I mean,
just
I
a one-way flight.
I thought I would just get there and send a picture to Whitney
and then fly back.
What is that, like a 4-hour flight?
It's like 3.
That's a good idea.
It's very funny.
You should have done it.
I know.
Just ate at the airport maybe and then come back.
Imagine if I was texting you and then I didn't for like 4 hours and then I sent you a picture of me and Big Ben.
Okay.
You're like, how'd you do that in 4 hours?
It's a, what, 6-hour flight, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's, I think if you do it right, the Earth rotates underneath you.
Rotate.
Well, it, what do you call it? What do you call it when paper turns? It planograms.
I was going to say it spins, but doesn't rotate. Anyways,
have we talked about trapezoidal Earth here?
No. I only know about the octagon.
Someone spent a weekend with Joe Rogan, two-time Wrecking Ball Brogan.
I spent it under him. Yeah. Interpret that the way you want.
I interpret it this way. He was fucking you.
Yeah. Wait, he was fucking me? I was under him. Wait.
Well, I guess we should say.
Clearly, we don't know how sex works either.
It's funny.
Virgin.
Yeah, Jose and I were talking about it before the podcast. He is still virginal.
Mm-hmm.
He still has his hymen intact. Completely solid hymen stored right behind the thick hermetic seal that is his foreskin. And one day it will break out like
a butterfly.
Like a horse being born.
Oh. That's not, Jose, that's not a butterfly.
No, I like the butterfly better, but
papillon?
I think it's more accurate to be the horse.
How do you say butterfly in Spanish?
Papaya.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah.
In French, it's papillon.
Okay. Is it really?
In French is basically Spanish for smart people.
Good start.
Guys, here's the thing. I have those sunglasses on again, and they made me say
no,
that.
No, he fucking doesn't.
I'm doing a character. Women.
Justin, what have you been up to?
Are we going to start with me?
Yeah, why not, bitch?
Okay, so have either of you checked out the Battlefront 2?
You know what? I told you I was going to do
it. But you didn't.
And I lied. So.
Yeah, what about you? You probably didn't.
No,
so it's just me? All right, cool. I'll talk about it. You guys want to hear about it? What do you want to know?
Is Count Dooku in there?
No.
Is General Grievous
that's
in there?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't know if either of those are.
What about that Palpatine?
Yes.
What about
you can only play as four in the beta.
What about that guy from The Force Awakens, the hologram guy, Nyong'o Patongo?
Snow?
Yeah, you start with him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
He gets, like, force lightning, but when he's shooting lightning, he also hits you with a whip.
Wait, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Is there still that cheat to play as Scrappy Doo?
Yeah, it's the old Konami code.
Oh, nice. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select start, or just start?
I think it's A, B, A, B.
Anyway, guys, we're young, and we are talking.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you about it. So the beta, no one asked. So the beta has two games.
No one asked.
So the beta has three game modes. There's Galactica Assault, and then there's Starship Assault.
What's Galactica?
Galactica?
Like the show.
Yeah, that's a show.
Oh, the Battlestar. Oh, you meant Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, so it has Battlestar Galactica. And
they
you
were
play, Cylons. Yeah, and you play, it's a game mode of 20 versus 20, and it's, well, for the demo, it was the Trade Federation, so the droids, mm-hmm. and then you go against the, I guess, the clone troopers? I'm forgetting who they were. They're the Republic.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's the clone troopers versus the droids. It was really cool. I don't think you've ever seen me... You may have seen me play Battlefield 4. It's very similar to that, but it's...
You loved that game.
Dude, I did, but it's now like everything's lasers now. And you played the first one.
Yes.
So they added weapon customization in this one also.
Uh-huh.
And they also have... Since I didn't play the last one, they have specific classes for each... Okay,
they have
so
three classes, right?
Four. So they have Assault, they have the Heavy... They have a specialist, and then they have your, like, commander. I think he's an officer.
Okay.
So I'm going to say officer class. And then so your assault guy, he, like, runs around. He's got, like, the typical, like, assault rifle, but it shoots lasers. Then you have your heavy guy, who's got, like, the big machine gun. Then you have your specialist, who's pretty much, like, your designated sniper guy, who stands back and he has his binoculars. And then you have the officer, and, like, his special thing is, like, he tells people what to do or whatever, and it gives you guys, like, a damage buff pretty much for like 30 seconds. And that's really cool.
Try to make it more squad based kind of.
Yeah. One thing that I did notice was that whenever you're spawning in, if like your squad mate spawns in with you, then like the timer goes up, there's a chance to get like the entire squad there.
Oh, that's cool.
So instead of spawning just like by yourself, I think it was just me, but, like, whenever I tried to spawn, it wouldn't let me spawn because it would wait for, like, my teammates before it would let me spawn.
Gotcha.
And then, so when we all spawned, it, like, gave us a little buff or whatever, and we ran around together.
There's anything on the hero classes or anything, or?
Yes, so there's four heroes for the beta.
Mm-hmm.
There's Rey, there's Han Solo, there's Darth Maul, and then there is Boba Fett. So those are the four that you can be for the beta. And then so on Galactic Assault, you could play as all four. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much where you go to Naboo, and you have to take over the palace. And to play as the hero class, you have to have, 5,000 points.
Hmm.
And you earn
during
points.
During the match.
Yeah, during the match. So you get access to ships, different classes, and heroes also.
Did you get the chance to play any of the hero classes?
I did. I played as Darth Maul.
I played as
Boba Fett. What was that?
How's that work? How's at least the lightsaber physics?
He's very fast.
Yeah, he's very fast, and he has like a torpedo dive with his lightsabers, and he just like cuts people in half instantly.
And like, is it easy to control since you're like moving that fast? Or
I would say for me it was hard because I was so used to playing as like a dude who shoots people, and then you just like spawn in with a lightsaber.
Because I imagine,
but it was
really
good.
Just moving like the camera and then like your lightsaber, kind of just doing all the work for you.
It goes into third person.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can manually switch whenever you're playing as just like a regular droid or whatever between first and third person. But when you play as a hero, it automatically goes to third person, so you can see like everything around you. I didn't quite notice like what you're talking about where you move the camera and he like rotates his body. That could be a thing, but I didn't notice it.
I like to play in fourth person, which is when they rumble the seats and shoot air at your face.
Dude, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
So that was the Galactic Assault, and then there was Starfighter Assault, which is pretty much you play in space, in spaceships, and you have like different maps. But this one, I forgot what it was called. It was like C-Tree or whatever. And this time you play as the Rebel Alliance and the Empire. I didn't get a chance to play as the Rebel Alliance, So I only played as the Empire, and pretty much you have to defend your Star Destroyer, which is pretty much being repaired in a repair bay. Mm-hmm. And then so you have to stop like the Y bombers from blowing stuff up. And then for that one, it's 12 versus 12, and you get the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
The, ooh, I'm trying to remember, what was Darth Maul's ship? Like, it was like the stealth one. Anyways, it was in the first movie.
I think it was the Sentry Dove.
Yeah, let's just say Sentry Dove, and it went invisible, and you could just like sneak up on people. So those are the two ships.
In a
that
ship?
You, yeah. Damn. It went invisible, and you could pretty much sneak up behind people and kill them in one hit. So those are the two ships available for Starship Assault.
Mm-hmm.
And then so those two game modes were available. They also have a like arcade where you go in and you can do different like challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can play as Darth Maul and like a super battle droid. And then they also have one more game mode that I didn't get to try out.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I would say it was great. I mean, the shooting and everything felt like really good. Mm-hmm. It was like a... like what you would expect from DICE.
Okay.
And then like the total like environment, like the sound quality and everything else was just beautiful. And it does have like the Star Wars music, so it's something that you're familiar with.
Orchestral stuff. And I'm obviously more interested in the campaign stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was obviously what was missing from the last one. That's what really held it back, doing multiplayer only. But I like, much like Titanfall 2, I'm not a big multiplayer person, but I love that it had a great campaign. And then for me, it was like, oh, Tacked On is a fun multiplayer as well.
Right.
So I think that's the way I'm going to view this as well.
Yeah, I feel like compared to the first game, just like how Titanfall 1 was, I feel like Titanfall 2 will be, Battlefront 2 will be much like how Titanfall 2 was.
Yeah.
Where it was like a complete 180 from the first game.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, while we're on the subject of Star Wars, how you guys feel about Porgs?
Porgs?
Oh, the little penguin-looking dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't really know much about him, so I can't say.
I saw a picture of him, like,
wait, are people
3 months ago. Oh, people hate it.
Really?
Yeah, they're comparing it to, like, Jar Jar and stuff, you know, like, which Jar Jar was, like, a whole racist thing, so that was, oh, Misa, so, you know, that shit was bad.
Oh, yeah.
I love Star Wars, but it's also one of the things where, everyone who likes it makes me hate it.
Oh, yeah. Same. I feel like that's the thing with everything. Well, like everything we like.
Rick and Morty, like, I can't bring myself to watch it right now.
It's hard.
Well, and it's funny because the people who aren't total shitheads who like a thing aren't vocal.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, for everything that we like, there's something like that. But, like, for, like, at least, like, Rick and Morty, that thing got, like, really
that
out
fucking,
of hand.
That fucking, you know, burger cream or whatever they're trying to hawk.
From McDonald's or whatever.
And people are flipping out and throwing fits. And it's like, yeah, that's what we need to start doing is giving into a bunch of nerds who are mad about a cream.
Cream.
The nugget cream that they're just wagging their nuggets in.
I just think they just shouldn't have come out with it.
And it sucks because, like, I don't know. Yeah, everyone wants to ruin everything. If you're that person who ruins stuff, stop being that person.
Yeah, stop being that. Let people enjoy things.
One of my favorite things is, like, I love The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
I hate people who are either too into The Simpsons or, like, oh, after season one, it turns to shit. It's like, even if you believe that, don't be a dickhead about it. But one of my favorite things is to be secretly really into The Simpsons, never bring it up, and then when someone else brings it up, I'm like, we gotta fucking talk.
Yeah.
Because none of my friends care about it.
That's usually how it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't go out to like a party like, guess what, guys?
But these guys do.
I know,
they
that's
go
the
like,
thing.
Lub-a-lub-dub, you guys want to talk about Rick and Morty? It's so smart. I know physics. And it's like, dude, I got a fucking physics trophy in my house, bro. Do you remember that giant physics trophy I got?
Yeah.
And one of our old friends yelled at me to hug the physics teacher.
Yeah.
I got a trophy for that shit.
I don't remember that.
And it is a very good show.
Rick
and Morty.
Yeah,
Not me hugging the teacher. Stop being shitheads, everybody. Like something because it's cool and then shut the fuck up.
See, now that you told them that,
yeah,
they're
just
going to keep
let
being
people
shitheads.
Enjoy
Eat my
things.
Ass, dox me, fuck you.
No, don't do that because I'm involved in this.
Dox Jose, but our credit's locked, bro. We're good. Oh, shit. Justin doesn't have any, so...
Yeah, I don't have credit.
Get at him. What are you going to do, ruin his credit? He can't even get a card, bro. He can't even get a credit card. They wouldn't even let him get a debit card at the bank. They said, you come see us if you need money.
It's like, I think you have to have money for this.
No,
like, well, I just need the card.
You're like, you just... You went to a Chase bank where you don't have an account, and you said, I just want a card to impress people.
I walked in the bank, and they said, oh, you have to have money to come in here.
Yeah,
and they said, get out. And I said, okay.
They said this. They have a picture of you on the wall holding open your wallet with a moth flying out. They're like, don't give credit cards to this guy. So bring it on. Also, my penis is already on the internet somewhere, so good luck and sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, anyways, back to Battlefront 2. Yeah, it's everything that you would want from a Star Wars game.
It's Battlefront 2, parentheses, 2017.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, really? Parentheses,
well, I mean, 2017. Anytime it's referenced, it has to be called that.
Do they have a name for it? Is it coming out with a name? Or
Battlefront 2.
Okay.
But yeah, there was Battlefront 2 from like 2005 or something.
And there's also Battlefront, so now they have to have the year after them whenever you go to the wiki page, which is the worst way to do anything. It's kind of like how after the iPhone X, it's just going to be called the iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's going to say iPhone 2020.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, I really enjoyed it. I hope whoever played it also enjoyed the game. It was really fun, the time that I got to spend. I would say I mostly played on the heavy class because I like the big heavy machine guns. Other than that, I played some Destiny 2 because the competitive game mode, it's Iron Banner is back.
Okay.
And so that came back yesterday, and so we were messing with that for a bit. So that was my week. What about you, Jose?
I played Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like it? You didn't get too much into it last week before you came.
I got at least 3 hours into it this time.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you play any more of it?
No. We'll cut to me real quick. I haven't had time to do anything.
Okay.
Because it's only been
like 4 days.
It's only been 3.5 days, and like I've been working on podcast stuff a lot, which is like too meta to discuss on the podcast, so I haven't. So I'll relinquish the floor back to you.
I think I'm probably around the same point where you got.
Yeah.
I made a chest like you told me to.
Yeah, thank you.
yeah, no problem.
Shout out to Scott.
I made like fences and stuff, and I like categorized all of the plot of land and stuff like that. I cut out all the trees that were there.
So you already got all that done?
Yeah.
I only got that play I got in before last week, and I haven't been able to even clear that whole area.
I'm missing 3 people. I haven't, like, the introductions quest.
Oh, I'm missing like 14.
I'm missing 3. I can't find them. One of them's a fucking wizard in a freaking tower.
Yeah, the tower's like, crazy. I keep
Have
going.
You been to the tower?
I just went there and it said it was locked.
I didn't even get to it.
Well, good thing, because you need a key.
Do you?
Sorry, Jose, you need
a
key.
That map is not useful.
Okay, no, it's not. I was kind of hoping like it would like tell me where everybody is, but I guess everybody moves around.
Yeah.
One of the people that you're supposed to meet is a little girl that she goes into a library to learn, because that's where she gets her education. And I waited all week like going into that place, and like I thought I finally found her, but I went there on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So I guess she doesn't show up on a Saturday.
But what did you do in the game?
Nothing. Okay. Oh, game.
He went to the library.
Just like you stalked a little girl at the library.
Well, that's where she gets her education. I had to meet her. Like, there was 28 people.
Yeah, I've only met like 5. A bunch of those emo teens that yelled at me. they were mean.
Jason and Harry.
Yeah. I remember the weirdest thing that happened while I was playing was I had to get to the blacksmith, and I had to be there at 9 a.m. And it's kind of like if you wake up, at 6 a.m. every day, and then you have to walk there. And sometimes it can take a long time. And so I was like, I'm just going to hang out behind it and hope like I don't get attacked by a coyote or something.
Yeah.
And so I hung out behind it, and I want to say around like 4 a.m., the blacksmith just walks into the building, and I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And I freaked me out.
He was getting education at the library.
I was like, does he work? I mean, does he live at the blacksmith thing? He's just smelling chemicals all day? And then I blacked out, and I woke up in my bed. So that was cool.
What'd you do? Why'd you black out?
Because it was like 1 in the morning, and it was like, you're sleepy. And I was like, no, I'm not. It just made me fall backwards.
It's this weird thing where like I did all the farming stuff. I cut out all the trees that were there, and it gets dark super fast, like around 7 or 8 or something like
around
that.
Around 7, yeah.
And you can't see shit. Like, there's nothing there.
Carry a torch.
You can get a torch, but I was like, I didn't think it was going to be that dark. I was like, this game is shit.
Just turn the brightness all the way up.
It really does suck that when you when you feel like you really have something to do, that the time goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
And I wish it would just be half. You know, like, it can't be a real-time clock, obviously, because that would suck. If you had to be like, go here tomorrow, and you're like, I got to wait a day. But it should be, instead of every second being 1 minute, it should be every 2 seconds is 1 minute.
Yeah,
extend it quite a bit.
So it's darker more than it is daytime.
Yeah, because you wake up at 6, and it's, like you said, it's dark around 7, so you get 13 hours, which is 13 minutes, and then you got to go to bed, basically, if you need to be out there. I don't know.
Say, that reminds me of the zombie game Dying Light, because it was mostly day. When it was dark, it was like dark for like 5 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah. Huh. You gotta, not this, it's dark for 12
hours. Well, yeah, as you say, like, swapped. Yeah, it's like mostly dark. Yeah.
I made it to the mines. They give you a sword and you can fight shit, apparently.
I haven't done any of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
spoiler alert, Scott.
I know. Pretty much what you, it, like, the way this game looks like to be set up is, hey, you're only doing this for this day until you get better at it. Because I heard that later you can get, like, sprinkler systems for your farm where you don't even have to worry about it, pretty much.
Yep.
And I set up sun fences. I might tear them down. By the way, tearing down like all of the stuff that you get is super easy. Like, literally, you just hack
hit
at
it
them,
again,
and then you can place them wherever you want.
Yeah, yeah. It, what is annoying is I ended up having to change one of the settings because it was getting too difficult to place stuff.
Yeah.
And you could pick something up and never be able to get it into place. So I had to change it to sort of like the mouse option, you know? That greatly improved it. And I also locked, like, that bar.
Oh, the block. There's like a little red block outline that tells you where you're going to be putting this item.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Yeah, it makes it a little less, like, quote unquote, realistic, or I don't know. It takes you out of it a little more knowing it's like a
sticky
game.
Stuff, so it just snaps into place. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you basically, like, you pick a tile to drop something, but you can choose not to have that red block visible of where you're going to put it, but then it kind of makes it difficult to know where you're aiming. And, like, when I'm trying to put as soon as I started the game, first thing I accidentally did was pick up my rug off the floor. And I was like, how the fuck do I put this back? And I had to Google it because I had no clue. And then even then, I couldn't get it back right, and stuff was in the way.
So
it was
frustrating.
So you
had to restart the game.
Yeah, so I started all over, watched my grandpa die again. And I said, this is
just
like real life.
Did you ever see that scene?
No.
It's not important. He's just
Jose's art was very funny,
did that for
though.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. I was like, oh, I get it. He's straight up fucking wasted.
But, yeah, apparently you get to see him later on. But
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to getting
game's
more
been out
into
for like
game.
9 years.
That game? It's been out for about
a year?
14 months.
Was it?
Yeah. Came out last year. And people fucking love it, and I think I will too. I just need to get more into it.
But I heard that after 140 hours, there's not much to do.
Yeah, which is like,
shit.
It's like, dude, you think I'm going to pay $15 for only 150 hours? That's like a penny an hour. That's fucked up.
But I really like it. I wish they added a teleportation system to where if you're too far off and going back.
I think they should just have it back home.
Yeah.
And you can still delete that time out of my life. Be like, it took you an hour to get home. So
they just ride a cow. Can you ride animals?
When do I get a fucking hat?
I don't know.
I've seen screenshots of these fuckers with
I know, right?
hats, and I want a hat.
I've been going to the fucking store like every day.
You get
like, where's
you
the fucking
to,
hat? I need
you have
a
to get
hat.
The wizard first.
Probably.
And he teaches you the ability to craft a hat.
He teaches me the ability to buy a hat.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, you know you can do this, right? I'm like, yeah.
That the fisherman that you meet, have you met him?
Yeah, Willie or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he sets up a self-sustaining economy by giving you a fishing rod and then saying, hey, catch me some fish and sell them to me. And I'm like, dude, you just fucking hustled me. You just made me do your work for you for like very little pay. You bitch.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I did. It's a fun game.
That's it? That's really all you like got it. This week? You didn't watch a weird anime where like a girl puts puka shells?
No, no, this anime season's over. There's a new season I haven't gotten around to. I'll go back to the pooping anime.
Is that why? So Jose, you wrote me an intro this week that I refused to read. Because your nickname, you changed your nickname to Big Dick Doo-Doo Daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I didn't get.
Yeah,
And then you called Justin a Chinaman.
Well, look, okay.
Not China.
A Chinaman. Yeah. So where are you from, Justin?
China.
Damn it.
But you spelled it with a Y, like the wrestler who has passed away. Rest in peace.
Yeah, because I'm from China.
Yeah, you China, the wrestler, is your mother.
Yeah.
And
it's China.
I don't know what we're saying, but anyway, Jose is the racist.
And Scott, you can't be racist, Scott, if you're Mexican.
Scott, the white guy, is not. And also, also, I think if you tell me I'm racist, you're actually racist. No one ever wants to talk about how white guys get it worse than everybody.
Oh, you're not a racist, though.
No, I'm not a racist.
So, I feel like I'm digging you into a hole.
I need to get a...
I'm not trying to. You really are not racist.
You have
racist.
A shovel with the word racist on it, and you're digging into my carpet
It's
right
an
now.
Entrenching tool.
And there's a basement down there, so it's not. It's just going to make me fall through.
Well, I just need you, like, your waist deep in the fucking what cement.
What if you just heard a pang, and it's because he just hit me with the racism shovel, and then I wake up and I go, see? Anyway, that's it for your week, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I barely got into much of anything at all. I'm a busy boy, and mm-hmm. I'm a busy beaver, and I'm looking to catch a fish. So we'll be back after this very brief break with more video game shit. And we're back. That's right. Already. Well, that's how quickly we do it because we're professionals around here, sort of. This week, like I said, it's only been like 3 days, so yeah. I think three topics is good enough.
Yeah.
First, Jose, tell us what's going on with that SNES Mini Classic. Also, what is the actual name of that thing?
I don't know.
I called it the SNES Classic, and then I see people calling it the SNES Mini, and then the SNES Mini Classic.
I just call it the new Super Nintendo. Just like, fuck it. Fuck
yeah,
you guys.
I just say virtual console. That's all I say.
And that's not it.
No,
just, that's a different thing.
That shit got hacked. No, to no surprise.
Yeah, everyone lost their credit card information.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, it's been about a week and a half that it's been out.
Yeah.
And someone has already hacked it and put...
To make it do cool shit.
Yeah, they already put Shrek 1, 2, and Happily Shrek Thereafter or whatever it's
about
called.
About time.
I know. And Smash Mouth, you know?
So, I mean, like, it got hacked.
Oh, I love Smash Mouth.
It didn't Amen. Take long because it's pretty much the same thing, right?
As the yeah, NES it's the exact same Mini? Thing as last year's NES Mini, which has virtually all the same components in a different shell.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes in a half shell, you know?
Yeah.
Turtle Power.
Damn it.
He just said, a turd.
But yeah, you could add like cool-ass borders to it so it doesn't like burn into your screen.
Which doesn't happen anymore at all.
I'm going to say last year, how long did it take for...
TV. Sorry.
How long did it take for the one last year to get hacked?
It took like 6.5 hours. No, it took about the same amount of time. It didn't take... it took about 2 weeks, and then now that they knew how to do that, they just did the same thing.
Right.
So as Jose was saying, you can do your like custom borders now, which definitely look a lot better than mm-hmm. the ones already on there. And now you can load your own ROMs onto it.
Yeah.
So it's like a Raspberry Pi that you pay double for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it looks different.
And it can't, and is licensed by Nintendo.
Yeah, and you can't do any other sort of ROM on it.
So. Really? You really can't?
I mean, maybe.
I'm sure you can probably just destroy that thing and...
build it from back up.
Frack them,
I'm sure I could crack one of those open, put a Raspberry Pi inside, and have a lot more fun with it.
I don't know. Will it fit? You think it'll fit?
I think so. If I make it fit.
Yeah,
any girl will move, if you make her move.
Aww.
That was a an inside joke.
Oh, I never made it?
Had to edit that out because someone emailed me and said, hey, my mom's going to listen. And she can't hear me say these things.
Was it my mom?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so they got it. They're adding... So my question to you is, what ROMs would you guys add? What's like the first thing you would
fucking
add to
Chrono Trigger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would I get rid of shit?
I don't, is that what you would do? You hack it just to get rid of like
Star Fox 2?
Yeah. No, you never existed and you will never exist.
I would just put Super Paperboy on it.
Yeah.
The only game. Maybe Olympics.
That's the first game that ever made me scared of something grabbing me from a sewer grate and also bees chasing me and a Rottweiler attacking me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember the dog very fondly. And
fondly, like you loved getting beat up by a dog. That's what happens too. The dog holds you down and spits in your face and then punches you with little paws.
I don't know. Like that, the SNES Classic had pretty good games in it already.
It did. I feel like I would just... add everything.
Yeah,
you know, why not?
Like what's the storage in that thing?
I think it's 8 megs.
Okay.
Which fits 450 SNES games.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, like the Shadow of War PC download is 100 gigs. Games are crazy, y'all.
Oh man.
But yeah, someone hacked. It's called Hack Chi 2 if anyone's interested. It's not Hack Chi 1. If you use that It will just be hentai, which if you prefer.
I mean, I'm sure you can load that into like some 16-bit graphics or something.
Oh, man. Yeah. Don't get me started.
I want to get you started.
Okay, let's talk about
it. Let's rev that thing up.
We're going to start the after-school hentai club. Let's talk about it, guys. Rico the biker girl or whatever her name is. You going to prod? You going to poke? you going to pin? You know, what are you going
to
do?
Going back to 2003.
Yeah, and then you're like, I only have the trials, so she bit my dick off. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I love it.
Zone games.
Yeah. So, you know, get out there, get your SNES classic, get your grimy mitts on one of those bitches.
If you can.
Jam some fucking Szechuan sauce inside of it.
Oh, God. Is it even fucking good? Like, is that, that's the thing. Like,
I don't think it matters.
Okay, well, like, I feel like they weren't even eating it. And they were just kind of keeping it in their house.
I can tell you what I did. I was using a syringe to take all the sauce out of it and then putting gelatin in it and reselling it on the black market.
There you go. Well,
so all you jelly. All you wubble love dubbers or whatever you're doing. Hey, I'm Pickle Rick, you know, that kind of stuff. Enjoy your jello, bitch. Yeah, we're drowning this week.
No, it's okay, man.
We're floundering.
We're
for
lying
sure.
a lot.
Yeah. I'm dead, actually.
Yeah.
Peace. Deuces. That was the last thing I had to do before they let me into heaven. He was like, you have to tell your friends goodbye. And I said, I only have two. That should take long. And he said, you also have to repent all of your sins. And he said, that will take you 90 years. Because much like DJ Khaled, all I do is sin, no matter what. Anyway, so yeah, put some ROMs on your shit. It's definitely not illegal or anything. And
it's not.
You can just pull that shit that everyone says, like, I already bought it, so no, you're a thief, and you're going to hell.
I'm going to hell.
Yeah, definitely. I own like 11 SNES games, but I have only 11 ROMs in SA. Justin, what's going on with that weird trademark in Japan?
So the weird trademark is that Nick...
so hold on, are we starting our essays now?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
So the weird trademark is... comma.
The weird trademark is, and I swear if you go on your manifesto about brewing your coffee through dirty panties, I'm going to get so mad at you.
No, it's the classic mini Game Boy.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean...
Again, to no surprise.
Yeah, not so much. That's what they should call it, the little Nintendo surprise. Because
that's a different thing.
They originally just thought it was sort of that, mm-hmm. the mini Game Boy Classic. And then,
so it's not that. So I'm thinking it's like the like gray one, like the green screen.
I mean, maybe. But per Kotaku, they updated their story and it said it doesn't specify. Actually, there's a typo here. So Kotaku, bring me on as just an editor. It doesn't specific. it doesn't specify the name on the trademark, but it covers a variety of home video console programs, as well as programs for smartphones, smartphone cases, smartphone covers, as well as key holders, necklaces, and watches. Some of the trademarks could be to protect the Nintendo Classic Mini Game Boy brand, or they could simply be to protect the regular Game Boy brand, basically.
Yeah, and so after I read that, I was like, I could see this like being not like a Game Boy, like mini one, like how they have been doing, and just being like a ROM for your phone or something.
Well, I think if they're smart, what they'll do is they'll release essentially like a Mophie-style phone case, where one side it is your phone, of course, mm-hmm. and the other side is the Game Boy.
Game Boy.
That'd be absolutely genius. TM. TM.
Hit me on Nintendo.
Yeah, and I swear to God, if Nintendo makes that, I will sue you. I have like 8,000 in my legal fund that I can fuck you up with, and you'll probably just settle and give me 42 grand, so we all win.
Yeah, we're good.
I could buy a house in this shitty town. but I do, I mean, I don't really care. Unfortunately, I don't really care about all this mini stuff, basically.
I'd be cool with just the Game Boy stuff, but then I look back and I'm like, well, what games would I put in it?
None.
And
that's why I think
like
a while back,
Bug's Life.
When we were talking about it, we were saying it would have to be Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I couldn't see many people, besides the pure nostalgia and look of it, going for the original Game Boy or Game Boy Color.
Yeah, I never liked the way it looked originally either. It was way too big.
Yeah, I hope even if they do release it as a phone case, you still have to get that worm light and you just get that one circle.
Yeah,
play.
Absolutely. And because there's going to be no backlight.
You think you can angle it at like one part to not see it, but you always see it. And then the battery dies twice as quick.
I'm going to say, if there's any like mini like handheld thing, I want it to be like the Burger King Game Boy colors that they had.
Well, did you see that the Tamagotchi is coming back?
Yeah. Who's that for? Nobody?
For me.
It's for you.
I'm going to bite each and
you're going to come back and you're going to be like, guys, I have bad news. Toro Toro straight up shitted himself to death.
Yeah. I
didn't clean it, and he rolled around his dookie. He swallowed it. He starved, and then he died. R.I.P. in dookie, bro.
Like, do people even fucking want to play that?
No, and if there are different like versions of that on smartphones now.
Yeah.
You know, smartphones.
I still don't want to play that.
I absolutely don't.
Like, the last game I played was what, like Mola Mola, where you raise a fish and then it dies.
You're talking about Gullah Gullah Island?
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, was that the
Sounds
one with
familiar
the big
to
weird
me.
Yellow thing?
Yeah, the big weird yellow toad. Gullah Gullah Island.
I was thinking Mike Lou and Hog.
Mike
Lou
and Hog on an island. Was that problematic now that we look back at it?
Yes.
Especially because it was Mike, Lou, and Og.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember if it was about cavemen or about like a tribe of people.
It was a tribe of people.
Okay, so it was probably kind of fucked
probably,
up.
Probably, yeah.
Man, I'm going to go back and rewatch that.
Hey, man, don't watch Looney Tunes.
Say they all turned into warlords.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Coney 2012? Whatever happened to that guy? He never wrote me back. I asked him to prom. You know,
I think he moved on with life.
I sent, during our high school prom, well, before it, I sent one letter to Coney and one letter to Sarah Underwood. And I said, please go to prom with me.
And, we got back at you.
Sarah said no.
No.
Because I sent her a 4x6 of my inner thigh. She said, what am I looking at? And I said, Your future.
And she said, and she quickly replied to no.
Yeah, and it was snail mail, so it was weird how quickly they got to me. She sent it like parcel post, like it was in like a thing, and it said no, stop. But it was like a telegram, you know.
Right. But you got it fast. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I like how there's so little to discuss this week that we're like, what's anything else?
Man, fuck it. I mean, the best thing we got today? Fucking Shadow of War shit?
Yeah. So, I'm actually going to move on to that now.
Okay. That's all there is for the the Game Boy Mini. It's probably going to be like a phone case or a ROM for your smartphone.
Or
and
it
that's
may
it.
Never exist. They may just make little like keychains and necklaces and stuff.
I think Nintendo did this on purpose to freak people out, and they're not going to release anything
to freak people out.
Yeah,
like I remember when I heard it, I got scared and I went under my desk at work.
At the end of the year, they're like, gotcha, and they're not gonna release anything.
And I was like, now back to thinking about this impending nuclear war.
Exactly.
This is fantastic.
It's okay, at least we'll have our Game Boys.
That is true, in our caskets.
Yeah,
you think we'll be in caskets or coffins?
I don't care.
I don't think they're gonna spring for it.
I don't want either.
No
I just want burnt.
We
just want burnt.
Yes.
We did make a thing where if we die within 5 days of one another, that our bodies were going to be permanently entangled, like those trick ropes.
Yeah, we did.
And the person that.
That
could untangle our legs would become the king of my ass. Justin went,
as one of those genuine laughs.
Because I just imagined like your hairy legs and your thighs.
You
I
can
was
say
like,
it.
Where's I was like, where's the spot that he sent?
Justin,
Sarah
you
Underwood?
Can say it. You've seen my extremely hairy ass.
And I was gonna say gooch.
And have you seen my gooch?
Yeah.
We've probably
really?
Seen every ounce of your body.
Every ounce.
It was like the Brazilian rainforest in the '80s.
Yeah, back before they took everything down.
Exactly.
All those warts, you know. Justin did shave my legs from the knee down before because he and a couple other people.
I waxed them.
Yeah, you waxed them, but then you also had to shave them while I was in your shower. nude.
Yeah, of course. I had to help you out.
Yeah, because we had to straighten them up because they were some weak lines. Anyway, we don't have to talk about the road that led me down.
Yeah, anyway. Next.
Straight, purely Justin's fault.
Wait, what? Anyway. I fucking just... Bah.
Yeah, you should.
Okay,
so let's talk about the only thing that really has any real substance behind it for me. There's a lot of fallout and a lot of discussion about loot boxes this week. What brought that on? It was Shadow of War, correct?
Yeah.
So we've gotten accustomed to loot boxes, and in Overwatch, I think, was not the first game to do it, but I think,
it's like the biggest one.
Yeah, the biggest
one. Well,
that
and Counter-Strike.
And they sort of like modernized it, I felt like. And they made it more of like a fun thing. You know, like people weren't jonesing for this skin or whatever, but they were willing to play for it, you know? And, well, first of all, how do you guys feel about loot boxes in general? This is similar to the discussion about, like, DLC when that first became a thing.
I'm fine with them mainly because it's purely optional. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's weird with, like, Shadow of War.
Being a single player focused
game.
I guess it does have multiplayer or something.
And, like, why? Like, what do you get out of them? Is it, like, random loot drops?
It's random loot drops, weapons, runes, orcs, yeah.
Because, like, at least with Overwatch, it's, like, it's purely cosmetic things. Yeah. You're getting just skins and stuff.
Skins, sprays.
I think it just depends on, like, the contents. I'm fine with loot boxes in general, as long as they don't, like, push the envelope to where it's, like, hey, you get, like, better stuff for, like, $5 for, like, three of them or something.
Well, and that's so,
and that's something where, again, what we're talking about is what Shadow of War is pushing towards.
Yeah, I've been in the past a staunch defender both on and off the podcast of downloadable content. Mm-hmm. Because as Jose said, it strictly is voluntary unless you want to do, you know, like season passes and stuff like that. Yeah. In which case, so my argument for that is that games are expensive to make, and inflation for the price of games has not kept up. An SNES cartridge back in the day, and I know people can argue, well, it's on discs now. Discs, you can just literally pop them out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine. But SNES games were $60 to $120 or whatever, and now they're $60. I remember when it went from the PS2 to the PS3 in that generation, it went from $50 to $60, mm-hmm. and there was a big freak out about it. And I feel like people are doing everything in their power to keep it at $60. Yeah. A lot of these games should be more. And in Australia and Canada, they do cost more, you know, stuff like that. But, and that was my thought on loot boxes originally as well. But when you get to games, especially like this, you can kind of take Overwatch out of it because like Jose mm-hmm. said, they are mostly just
cosmetics.
But I think the issue comes with what Justin brought up. When you start offering better options, literally like a pay for a better experience. And also the thing that was kind of brought to my attention because I was sort of defending loot boxes was, they're fairly predatory in that way.
Yeah.
Because there are people, and these are people who play like those clicker games. These are people who play, or similar people who play Candy Crush and have to ask people on Facebook for lives or will pay, you know, 99 cents for 100 lives or whatever. And I think there is a class of people who go, well, if I can have this, why am I going to grind for it? You know, like, I feel like they know that there are people out there who won't do that.
And that's what I was wondering is just like, so you can, what if you have like a good role or something, or you just keep doing loot boxes, would that break the game? Like the gear that you get through loot boxes, could possibly break the game for you essentially like early on, right?
Like if you get something that's too high powered, yeah. I think there's a general scaling about it, I would say. But I think a problem comes with, like, say you put out, you know, Zelda, mm-hmm. you know, Breath of the Wild, and you say, hey, you can pay $5 and get the Master Sword right now. And that so many people are going to do that.
Yeah.
Because why would I waste my time going for it or whatever? There's people that need immediate gratification and will pay for it. And that's where it feels kind of crummy to me.
Yeah, because Shadow of War is like, hey, you buy these loot boxes, you'll get like an epic or like legendary, mm-hmm. like orc leader or armies or something like that. And then I like someone like where I would play, I'd be like, I wouldn't get access to these guys until like end game or something like that. And these guys are like $2 and they start off with it or something like that.
So is it just freaking weird because it's a single player focused game?
I think that's what really brought it to the forefront. But I mean, as you've had shooters like Overwatch, Battleborn, mm-hmm. you had Lawbreakers, stuff like that, who are making it more prevalent. And then you bring it into a largely single player campaign, mm-hmm. campaign-based game. And then it just becomes strange. Like, you're just pointing it to it now.
Yeah.
And then also Shadow of War brought a lot of hesitance and skepticism to it over that DLC for the employee that had died.
Yeah.
And I think their heart was kind of in the right place, putting him in the game, obviously. Right. But the way they handled selling the DLC, selling him, that's when it got rough.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, wasn't it so, like, they can, like, it'll go towards this thing?
Yeah, but the argument was with...
But, like you said last time, they're a big company.
They're huge, massive companies that could do it on their own
and
without...
I'm just like, Ubisoft, right?
For Shadow Mordor? War? Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was Warner Brothers.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll look it up while you...
No, I think you're right.
As long as it's, like, cosmetics, I'm perfectly fine with it. And then you have stuff like Overwatch and what Star Wars Battlefront 2 does now is, let's say you get loot boxes and you get a duplicate. what it's going to do is it'll break down into like money or materials, money for Overwatch, where like you can use that money to buy like other cosmetic items.
Right.
And then so what Star Wars Battlefront 2 is, it breaks down into materials that or money that you can, you know, use for more loot boxes or to craft weapon attachments.
Yeah.
So that's something that like those two games do really well, and I'm completely fine with that because like again, it's mostly cosmetics.
Well, it's one thing when you go from as soon as you go like this is a big thing with Assassin's Creed Origins coming up, mm-hmm. is that it basically people who've gotten their hands on it say you can use in-game currency, but that runs out real quick.
Is there in-game currency in this or
that I don't know. I believe there is. So it is.
Yeah, Warner, there's Warner Brothers.
The publisher is Warner Brothers. It was developed by Monolith, and
okay.
I'll read you this this thing that obviously they haven't found out about, which is in the first paragraph of their Wikipedia. It says Middle-earth: Shadow of War is an action role-playing microtransaction fest developed by Monolith Productions and published by Warner Brothers Entertainment.
So I think it's I got confused because of the whole them. Kind of stealing code from Assassin's Creed or some shit that happened a while back when the first one came out. But I think that it probably didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm more disturbed that it said micro transaction fest.
Yeah. Someone obviously went and edited that, and shout out to you, person.
Oh my God.
And then there's the issue of, is it gambling?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're using any sort of real life currency to get these loot boxes, because it's like a slot machine,
right.
Essentially. And so people were thinking, well, how does the ESRB feel
and
about
like,
it?
Nah.
Yeah. So the exact quote from the ESRB, and this is from a spokesperson in an email to Kotaku as well. The ESRB does not consider loot boxes to be gambling. While there's an element of chance, in these mechanics, the player is always guaranteed to receive in-game content, even if the player unfortunately receives something they don't want. We think of it as similar principle to collectible card games. Sometimes you'll open a pack and get a brand new holographic card you've had your eye on for a while, but other times you'll end up with a pack of cards you already have. Which is like great marketing argument, I guess. Great like PR argument. But I think that's lousy, and I think there are less predatory ways to get money from people.
I was wondering, like, why don't we have that thing that China has with Overwatch where it tells you the odds of you getting certain things?
Yeah, they have it. No. Okay. Yeah, that's, I believe, only with Overwatch. No, that's with all the loot box games in
China. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we should get something like that here. I think this could get very bad very quickly. I remember Dead Space 3 being one of the worst DLC microtransaction games where it said, hey, you can do this in 10 hours, or you can pay $3 and it'll be done now. And that was fucked up. And they got a lot of backlash, but I think people need to, like we've talked about this before, like you vote with your wallet.
Yeah.
Don't buy the shit.
You know,
yeah.
I think we found a way how to save Microsoft.
What's that?
Sell achievements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Third-party services already do it, so why not just let
them? Or sell them to get rid of ones.
I always thought like yeah.
Or you can sell your achievements.
Yeah, I would like to sell all my trophies to get some sort of currency to buy games, and then get more trophies. Self-sustaining economy. I'm telling you.
And I also think that it depends on like how you can generate these loot boxes like in the game.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to spend like a whole day grinding, getting like 5 levels. Like it's ridiculous. Like in some games, like for example, Overwatch. You every time you level up, you get a loot box.
Mm-hmm.
For someone like me. Like, I take, like, a whole week to level up, and that's, like, painful.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you got other people who, like, can level up, like, multiple times in a day. Like, so it just depends, like you don't want to, I don't feel like you should grind a lot to get a loot box.
Right.
I feel like they should just be, like, prevalent, like, often.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if that's the case, then I'm perfectly fine with, like, Jose, microtransactions, I'm sorry, purely cosmetics. But if there's stuff like you can get powerful items, make it to where you can get like multiple loot boxes in an hour or something like that.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a way to do it. Like I said, my only real issue is people who don't have the self-control.
Right.
And it's not necessarily a self-control thing, but it's like a compulsion thing, a compulsive thing. And that's where it's a bummer. Because
or even like children that are just like, hey, I'm just going to buy all this shit and ruin my parents.
Yeah. And so it's just something that is, it's kind of crummy to do. I think we as the three of us are just like, oh, we just don't care. We ignore that stuff. It doesn't really matter. I would honestly rather grind than pay for something.
Yeah.
Just because I think that's shitty, and that kind of it brings on the question of, are you making my gaming experience worse?
Right.
So I'm willing to pay for a better experience.
I feel like it's more of an annoyance. I feel like the shortcut's available,
mm-hmm.
and when I see it, then I feel like, oh, like I can do this, but I'm not going to. And I feel like since it's being advertised, mm-hmm. then I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah, especially when like Assassin's Creed Origins is supposed to have some sort of secret mission for pre-order that GameStop is hawking, of course, because that's what they do. Hawking. Sorry, I said hawking like a bird, because you fly around as a bird in Assassin's Creed. I meant to say that. I'm also not going to get that game. So.
No, I don't care.
That game has every mechanic that I dislike in video games now. So, but shout out to sliding down a pyramid like it's any sort of
like that smooth like that's surface. How it works.
Yeah, like they weren't these weird steps that eventually wore down into pyramids, you know. All right, you guys got anything else to say on loot boxes or gambling or whatever?
I mean, I kind of scummy, but you know.
Yeah, scummy practices, but that's business, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so we will be back shortly with, I guess, a new segment. I guess that's what we'll call it. So we'll see you. We're back with the Rat King, episode 35. This is something that I kind of came up with on the fly, which are video game apologies.
I was saying, as did I.
Yeah. Video game apologies, which I would like to title, It's a Me, Asario. and this is a segment in which we apologize to video games, about video games, to characters, to the people who made it, to our controllers, to our consoles, to our moms, to our dads. I don't know.
we're just apologizing.
And we're just going to apologize. So, Justin, you want to start with your first one?
Yeah, so I'll start off. So I apologize to Pokemon Crystal.
Oh.
Because I cannot, for the life of me, get past Lance. In the first fight, the Elite Four is the champion battle. I cannot get past him because he had three Dragonites.
Yeah,
three or four Dragonites.
You got to have a million hyper and or then, ultra potions.
As soon as you get one down, he uses a hyper potion. It's back up to full health or whatever, full restore.
And no matter what level you are, you take him down to one HP and then they just come back.
Exactly. It's like, oh, the fight's over with. Nope, he's got two more. So you got three more.
You
got
to poison that bitch and have enough power to kill it. It sucks.
But I could never do that because as soon as I got there, I was just like mid-50s, and I was like, I stand no chance. And
how do you think I felt? I trained one Pokemon, and the rest are level 6. Only thing they're good for is putting a level 6 Oddish out there, because so I use it for cut,
fucker.
And then I heal the first fucker, send him back out with 20 less HP than full life, and then say, I guess I'll give another shot. Before I know it, everyone's dead.
That was the worst. So I stopped playing it for a really long time. So I just completely stopped, and then I was like, all right, I'll try it again. Still couldn't get past him.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Yes, this was my most recent game. And so, yeah, screw you, Lance. Sorry, Pokemon.
So, all right, Jose, you want to do yours?
So this one pertains to, this apology goes to a character in a game, Witcher. I'm sorry to Yennefer.
Yeah.
I guess this is kind of spoiler, but there's a quest where you can break up with her.
Oh boy.
And it legitimately, like, I didn't like Yennefer. She was kind of mean to me throughout the whole game. I was like, you're mean, man. I like Triss better. And then you dump her, and then you feel like a shithead the whole game.
Yeah.
Because, like, you pretty much say, like, look, Yennefer, I don't love you. And then she's like, oh. And it's just super quiet for, like, 3 seconds. And then she, like, teleports out, and then she leaves you in the top of a mountain.
I was thinking she just walks off the cliff and you watch you just watch her body roll the whole way down and you go, damn, and I didn't even save before this.
So other than regretting, like, did you have fun with
it? I didn't regret it. I just felt super bad.
Oh, for Geralt. You felt bad for Geralt.
I felt bad. But, like, I did not regret my decision because Triss is pretty great.
Okay. I'll do my first one. I want to say... Dear Microsoft Xbox 360, my bad for jacking off directly in front of the Kinect in hopes that Bill Gates would sneak a peek at my beef juicer.
Well, you know he did.
I mean, yeah. So I just want to apologize to the whole team at Microsoft who was viewing
that
through my...
Wait, what's that? What's that on the camera?
And then just me. And just like
just spudging all over
and
the
then immediately seeing my shame wash over my face. So sorry,
The dark TV shows your reflection.
Yeah, it just turns off right at the right second. It's like when you finish. Anyway, Justin, what's your next? All right,
apology? So my next one is I'm going to apologize to Spider-Man and my dad. mostly Spider-Man from Spider-Man 2, because before the last mission, you had to pretty much start off on the other side of New York, and you had like 6 minutes to get all the way to the docks and jump through a window to fight, you know, Doc Ock. And so for my life, I cannot get through the window. So he was either stuck like under the window.
You had to get on it and then go on like a balcony and then get in.
Yeah. So if he wasn't stuck under the window, he was like wall hanging from the ledge above it. And so I did that about 18 times, and I could not get into it. So I got so frustrated that I went out with the intent to hurt something, and I punched my wall.
Oh.
And so the wall that was, the hole that's been on my wall that you guys remember for like the majority of my life was because of Spider-Man.
Nice.
And then I had to apologize to my dad because a long time ago, probably like 18 years later, he finally noticed the hole. Said, "Why'd you do that?" And then he had to patch it. Nice. So I apologize to you two.
Shout out to Papa Stokes.
Yeah.
My next apology is me apologizing to the people who like Mega Man like regularly, and admitting that I'm part of the problem that Mighty Number 9 came out.
Yeah, that is your fault.
So I'm sorry. Mega Man's never coming back.
Yeah, it's dead because of
gone.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Mine, this is to Halo 2. I shouldn't have threatened to kill you or your dad because you stole my PS1 demo disc and then denied it. That's not cool.
Yeah, screw that guy.
Yeah, I these are all real. just so you know. I like how Justin's, you can tell Justin.
Wait, you jacked off in front of a Kinect?
Oh, sure. I mean, okay. It was in the room.
Wait, when the fuck did you have a Kinect? That's the part that I don't believe. I believe you jacked off into a camera at some point, but
I had a Kinect whenever I was jacking off.
Bro.
I put it in my shoebox and I brought it out when I needed it. And I said, Billy. Really? come out and play.
Was it the new Kinect or was it the older Kinect?
It was I think it was that weird webcam that people used to put their dicks on Uno cards.
Oh yeah. That was fun.
Yeah,
I like bring Uno back.
You can tell Justin's have been stewing in his brain for like 30 years.
And finally we all have an outlet for it.
Yeah. All right, Justin, what's your next one, buddy?
All right, so my next one is Soul Calibur 2 on the original Xbox. So I was doing story mode and eventually fight these lizard dudes or lizardmen.
Yeah.
And fuck them, man.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. They were so hard to beat. I was like, I don't know, my second fight into the story mode and I couldn't get past them. So I ejected the disc and proceeded to throw it into the wall. Until it was into many pieces.
So, I got a question. How many of these apologies involve you putting holes into your wall?
Or having, like, just a shitty attitude.
I was going to say 4 out of 5 of them.
How many of yours are just being an asshole? Because mine
all
are 5.
Them. All of them.
I got 5.
Yeah, so, fuck that game. Fuck that game.
But to be fair, you're playing the inferior version with Spawn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, GameCube one's the way to go.
So, yeah, I broke it into lots of pieces. I put it back, and then I gave it to my nephew many years later. And then he asked me, so why is this game like that? I said, oh, and I took it back.
Don't worry about it.
Daddy doesn't care about you.
So I apologize to Soul Calibur.
Justin.
My next one.
You're not Justin anymore.
Go ahead, Justin.
Sorry, Bam.
Anymore.
Justin.
My apology goes to both of you guys for because I played Yooka-Laylee and I feel like that hurts you. And because you had to essentially buy the game for me and then me pay you back for it. Yeah. So that's forever in some weird space where you bought Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah, I can always see that on my Best Buy account. Yeah.
I feel like you should apologize for Street Fighter instead.
Oh no, don't worry, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Justin.
And more importantly, Justin, I apologize to you for playing ukulele because I know you don't like to see me get hurt.
That's not true.
Well, at least mentally.
Yeah. Physically, he's all down for it.
I want to see you.
When he touches... Never mind. I don't think that made it on the podcast either. I'm not sure. I think I cut the L part out.
But hold on. No, that made it.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm sorry for stabbing your hand open. Yours is worse, though. Because now I have to see it all the time.
Find your credit card somewhere.
Yeah. I want to say I'm sorry to Nico from Grand Theft Auto 4, one of me and Justin's favorite games in Grand Theft Autos, for that time I broke things off with you via MySpace chat because I was spiraling into one of the worst depressions of my life and couldn't handle having anyone in it making a positive difference. My bad.
Poor Nico.
Nico, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to, but I just had this weird chest surgery and all my friends were hanging out without me and I was stuck in a chair forever, so I was real bummed out. So sorry about that. I would never have had the balls to do it in person. Justin.
So I'm going to apologize.
Mine only get worse from here.
Mine's like literally me just apologizing to people for fucking shut up.
Okay, so my next one is I'm going to apologize to my Xbox, my original Xbox 360 controller. It was my Xbox 360 Slim. I guess the revised black one
That
they did.
That was a Slim.
So I apologize to that original controller because I completely destroyed it due to Call of Duty Black Ops.
Blops 1?
Yes. So as you remember, you went with me when I bought it, and then we would play... the game, like,
why do you think I would remember that? I don't remember anything.
Because we went out and got an Xbox at like 2 a.m.
That sounds like something we do.
I remember a text saying, hey, guess what, we got an Xbox at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Anyways,
I remember that.
yeah much later I was playing the game and I couldn't kill this dude. He was using a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And so no matter what I tried to do, if I tried to sneak up on him, if I tried to use a sniper rifle back, no matter what, he was just like an MLG pro, and he just kept shooting me in the face and winning. And so I just took my controller and I slammed it into the ground as many times as I could without getting like myself bloody.
And we should tell people, it is the ground. You do not have carpet or hardwood.
There's no carpet, dirt. There's no wood.
It's, and your house is made ground. Out of adobe.
Yes. So I apologize to my 360 Slim controller. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Brody.
So, I apologize for playing Tekken 7 to me.
Yeah.
Because fucking Tekken 7, man.
You gotta take care of yourself, buddy.
Like, I think the first step in realizing that you played a game that isn't for you and also kind of shitty. It's all about, like, a lot, by the way, but I just can't fucking get into Tekken. And
I mean, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah.
And the second step is doing it over and over again. Yeah. Repeatedly until you go
twice,
broke.
Three times?
Couple
four
times.
Four times. This is Mighty No. 9 Ukulele Street Fighter and Tekken 7.
How's your life with that long pinky? Is it
long
good?
Long pinky? Oh, that's
I
great.
I feel like you got a long pinky.
So it's practically another middle finger.
Put it up to mine. Let me see how your pinky goes.
Oh, dude, your pinky's longer.
Damn it, bro. I got to cut this thing off. This is freaky.
You just cut it from the podcast. No one has to know.
Dude, Feeny, that's freaky. You should check out your middle finger.
It's just fucking quadruple jointed.
Wait, put yours up to mine. Do I have a longer middle finger?
I'm just like going lower. That way it looks
dude,
like.
This is fucked up. I can like hold your hand in mine.
You can
and
hold
feels,
my head
it
like
feels
a
so
basketball.
Soft and romantic, and I love it, and I'd like to do it more, maybe without Justin around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll leave.
All right. On to my next one. Hey, Final Fantasy 3.
Oh, shit.
Sorry that you had to be the one to help me recall the memory of being molested by my babysitter when I was 7. I shouldn't have done that to you, buddy.
So, I'm glad
I feel like that's more of an apology to yourself.
No, man. If anything, that's an apology to Jose, who made me realize it, maybe.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, if anything, I should probably be the one apologizing to you. Because I guess I kind of caused it in some way.
The original molestation, you mean?
Yeah.
You threw that paper airplane that said, hey, molest this weird fat kid. And she said, okay.
That was a weird day.
Oh, that was a very strange day.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not in my home.
No, we were house sitting.
Yeah, and then I was
playing like, Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, and I was in my fucking mech starting it up, and I was like, oh, shit. Bro, I'm fucking rad. Yeah. No, just kidding. It's a serious issue. It did happen to me, but I joke about it because if not, I'd blow my brains out.
Oh, you would spiral it down until you can't spiral anymore.
Which I would never do to anyone. What? Wait, no, hold on.
Wait.
Justin's not a terrorist. Should we go back to that? Justin isn't a terrorist.
Oh, we know that.
We talked about it last podcast about him wanting the plane to go down. He's not a terrorist, and I don't say that because I think he's a good person. I don't say that because he doesn't seem radicalized. I say that because he doesn't have sort of the long-term goal-making and planning that would go into such a thing.
I mean, it's not worth it, to be honest.
Justin,
really not.
Justin doesn't know what he's eating while his hand is on the way to his mouth.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I was saying, when I eat, I always have like the BK Big Mac hand whoppers, yeah. No matter
Justin,
what.
Justin always goes to the movies, and I have to keep shushing him because every 5 seconds he goes, ooh, popcorn. Ooh, popcorn. And I'm like, I get it. You're surprised. But so he does not have the planning ability to take down anything, really, besides a sweet, sweet whopper.
And my life.
Yeah.
He does that at
damn it.
He does that at kamikaze himself.
Fucking yeah at the wrong moments. Yes, fucking yeah. Shit.
Many times when I crash my bike. On purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Anyway.
Yeah. So my next one is...
And this is the last one?
Yeah. So this is all my right. Fifth one. And I'm going to apologize to Geralt because I really wanted to get into The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
But for some reason, since in my head, I was like, this is not an open world game.
I would like people to know that you're touching your heart when you said my head.
Yeah, my heart, which is over here.
You said my head. Touched your heart.
So I'm apologizing to Geralt because I immediately just gave the game to Jose.
No, you gave it to Scott.
I traded it to you. I gave for it to a Scott. Different. No, I traded it to you.
Yeah, we traded it. Alien then, for The Witcher.
Yeah, and then
let me borrow it.
Yeah, and then I traded you Bloodborne for Batman Arkham Knight.
Mm-hmm. Best trade ever.
And then eventually I just let you keep The Witcher.
Because
and then
the
someone gifted
edition.
It to me. Yeah.
Yeah, so I apologize because I was expecting a Skyrim. And it was not the case.
It was way better.
Yeah, it was way better, so I apologize.
It is open world, just to let you know.
thanks.
You can do the 10-hour mark, but fuck it. You're not going to like it.
Let's say you got some rad shoes on. I just noticed.
Thank you. They're my dad's shoes.
Are they really?
Well, they're my work shoes.
That explains
shoes.
The blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're orange.
Anyway, Jose, what's yours? This is your final one as well.
Yeah.
And you have a huge list of these, so I'm sorry you had to narrow it down.
Oh, no, you're cool. I came up with some okay ones, I guess. pretty much apologizing to everybody who expected something from Capcom at the SDCC.
No,
I think
you should apologize to Capcom for ever expecting anything
out
of them.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think you need to rephrase that.
They announced that there was going to be like a Mega Man panel, and they were like, "Oh yeah, there's going to be a fucking Mega Man panel." And they announced a Mega Man. They announced a redesign for Roll, the character, specifically for a figure, a toy.
Nice.
And
that's it.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck was the panel? Like, what did they talk about? It's like, hey, guess what? We have this toy, and everybody's like, so look.
It was just like a standoffish masturbatory panel where they were like, we got to keep these people at arm's length, but ready to grasp.
And it's upsetting because Capcom has like a lot of good IPs, I guess, and they don't do
they
anything
don't?
With it.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really.
Do they do?
I would say, like, I feel like if you compare them to, like, an Insomniac or something.
Fuck Insomniac. What do they got?
They got Uncharted. They got Ratchet and Clank. They got Naughty Dog.
Okay. No, yeah, that. But, like, there's, like, Okami is a good one. They can probably, they're not going to make another one of those. They strictly said they're not.
I guess thinking about how old Capcom is versus how many IPs versus
like, there's the Breath
places.
Of Fire series, which are good. Fucking the God Hand series, Devil May Cry.
We get it. You're a Capcom
fan,
boy.
Beautiful Joy. Beautiful Joy. You fucked me up.
They haven't done anything with that, though. No. Besides put them in fucking whatever.
Ghouls and Ghosts. I'm sure they fucking made DuckTales. They brought DuckTales back. I was like, cool. Fucking fuck.
Yeah. They got some stuff going on. They make video games.
Right now, it's just Resident Evil, Monster Hunter, and Street Fighter.
But shout out to Resident Evil 7. Great-ass game.
That's a good game.
Very, very pretty.
I didn't play.
All right. And then my final one.
All right.
Hey, Contra. I'm sorry for that time we were hanging out when we were 17 and I drove you home and before you went inside, I pretended I needed to get into the glove box to get something and condoms spilled out and I was like, whoa, what are these doing here? Because I guess I was trying to make you horny. That was bad.
Oh, shit. What? I know what you're talking about.
Do you?
Kind of.
Okay. We'll talk about it off the pod. Yeah. That was gross, but I was 17. Sorry, Contra. Didn't mean to do that, and I wouldn't do that today. Well. So that's it for video game apologies / It's a me, Asario, which is a title I just came up with 15 minutes ago.
I like it.
You guys got anything to say, anything planned? Jose, you got your vacation coming up.
Yeah, to good old Missouri.
Yeah, they don't call it misery for no reason. It's because it's miserable there.
Yeah.
And you're going to hate it.
Yeah, not for sure.
You're going to get, you. From what I remember, you said you were going to go there and you were going to get like a cabin and then someone was going to slaughter you.
Yeah, it's a furry cabin.
Oh, boy.
And he said, watch out for those bears, man.
Oh, no, the cabin itself is made out of plush.
Yeah. It is dirty as hell. It is disgusting, covered in mud and shit and piss and all the rainwater.
Yeah.
The gutters do not work because they are also full of...
Also fur. Yeah. They kept getting clogged up because of the fur.
Yeah, and then all these creatures keep trying to fuck it.
Yeah, buddy.
You just...
Party time.
Jose just has binoculars at the window. Just like, this is gonna
be
good.
Windows are fuzzy too.
You're still doing it for some reason. You're just looking like, oh, 300 thread count. I don't know how you measure fur.
I don't know how furry armor works.
Any furries out there, write to us. Tell us about your fursona. My fursona is named Gerald, and he is the king of Glasgow, which is a real place. So, fuck you.
Mine's Gerald. We're twins.
Yeah, we're Gerald and Gerald twins. He's red. I'm blue. Justin's white. We're patriotic. We know. But it's actually for the rebel flag, so well, yeehaw.
I was about to say, like, if you open the fur flag, behind there's a star in there.
Where you talking about my asshole?
Yeah, I was gonna say the way he opened.
Yeah, the fur flap.
Are you talking about my little butt flap that I use to make little poops while I'm at furry conventions?
Yeah, man, what else?
And you look into the solid star that is my beehole.
I just like this motion he did.
There's a fun fact. When you touch mine, it goes doot 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 doot. And I make that noise because I like it. You know, why not? What about you, Justin? What do you got going on?
I got nothing.
We got like a week and a half until we record again. It's nonsense.
Hopefully something will come out, but I doubt it.
Yeah, we're going to come back next week with more dumb shit to say.
We're going to come back next week and then we'll be like, after next week, Justin's leaving.
Are you? Oh, yeah, you're BlizzCon. Going to BlizzCon, right?
Yep. Again, I want to place a future apology on the people at BlizzCon because you're going to see me. Yeah. And I don't want to be seen.
Oh, man.
So sorry.
You need to take a lot of pictures, put them on Instagram.
No, Muse is playing their closing ceremony.
Oh, okay. They've been gone
for a while.
And
Chariots of
the
War.
The Dragons of Fire and Flame. Them. Through the flames of
fire.
Muse.
Through the fire and through the flames.
Yeah. My favorite Dragonborn song. Yeah. And you know what? I'll be doing the same shit I always do, which is just hanging out. And doing JFK impressions.
Eating a pizza.
I'm going eat a nice pizza pie. You know, that dumb shit. And then my girlfriend will dump me probably.
Again,
she already dumped you.
That was 18 years ago. Yeah, 16 years ago.
Jeez.
When I was 10 years old. Man. I could have made a list of many things that I did that was messed up. Jerking off was the least of the problems there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that is it for this week. You've been listening to episode 35 of The Rat King. Remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget, we're also on Google Play and SoundCloud. You can hear us there. And, you know, just go anywhere and see if you can find us. And if you can't, let me know and I'll put us there. Leave us a 5-star review and we'll give you a shout out on the pod. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast. We'll probably post some stuff every now and then. And send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. Also, our outro and intro music, I did them reverse this time, is by Aristotle. Find him on YouTube, Aristotle, Aerostotle. Buy some beats from him. He's cool, I guess. I'm going to do that every time.
Is he?
With that, I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Murguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
Bam Margera. See ya.
Bye.
He's me here on the spoofer, Scott. He's me here on the spoofer, Scott.